Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share yoga and other practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes at myshamaniclife.com. And when you arrive at my website, you will also find links to opportunities for distance shamanic Reiki sessions and virtual trainings, virtual yoga, and other offerings to support your deepening relationship with the earth and all her beings. I hope you'll explore and sign up for the newsletter released before each new and full moon. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. When I was live on Facebook in the Shamanic Flow Circle group this morning, I pulled the hyena card from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz. And I've been sitting wondering what to do with it. I think of hyena as laughing, almost trickster energy. Although hyenas are very social, they have this really strong family structure, territory. They're adaptable. They're opportunistic. They are one of the top predators in Africa because they have figured out how to be the leaders. And I wonder if it's a nudge towards leadership and towards communication. I've been really struggling with finding my voice, believe it or not. Someone asked me how I could put out a podcast every week and struggle to know what to say the rest of the time. And I said, well, I can't hit the pause button in the middle of a conversation and stare at a screen or a blank piece of paper for 15 minutes, trying to get inspiration for the next thing to say. And hyena has this incredibly advanced communication system, that call that sounds like a laugh is a call to food. They have other howls and sounds. Hyena always knows what to say. It's natural, it's instinctual. And here I am trying to figure out what it is that I believe, what I want to share. It's been a struggle of my life. And I was trying to think of what kind of yoga practice I might put together. And nothing was coming today. Maybe that's the trickster energy. It doesn't mean that I've given up. It just means that I have gone through my yoga teaching journal to find a sequence to use. So we're going to warm up with a couple of sun salutations, and then I will move you through a sequence that I created a while ago. But this is perennial wisdom, and it will work just as well now. So we're going to begin at the top of the mat, standing in mountain pose. Put your feet hip to shoulder width apart underneath you. Drop your tailbone, reach through your crown. Bring your hands to your heart, pressing your palms together gently. And drop your chin so that you're looking down at the tips of your fingers. And breathe. Breathe in through your nose and bring the breath down into your abdomen. And feel the breath flow up again and out through your nose. Slow your breath down. And if you're familiar with Ujjayi Pranayama, the ocean-sounding breath, you might cultivate that. If not, work with a deep breath. And as you continue to hold here and breathe, consider what it is that you are desiring to communicate. What deep truth is longing to emerge from your heart and be heard in the world? And set intention for your practice. Honor and energize that truth, that it may be heard when the time is right. As you take your next breath in, drop your hands and then swing your arms out and up overhead. And as you exhale, with soft knees, hinge from your hips, open your arms out to the sides and then down as you fold over your thighs. Pause here for a moment. Keep your knees slightly bent so that you're really resting on your thighs. Relax your neck, allow your head to hang. You might even nod your head yes and shake it no, just to release any tension out of the back of your neck. Now bring your hands onto your shins and lift halfway up so that your back is flat. Again, holding, continuing to breathe. Lift your chin away from your chest slightly so you're looking out ahead of you. The knees might be getting straighter, but lift up and back through your tailbone so you feel some stretch down the backs of your thighs. Take another breath in, and then as you exhale, release back down into your fold. Neck relaxed, head hanging. Now press your feet into the floor, inhale. Lift your heart. Come up to standing, swing your arms out and up as you come up, and when you reach overhead, bring your hands together and drop your hands back down to your heart. Inhale, drop your hands down, sweep them out and up. Exhale, hinge from your hips, fold forward with soft knees. Bring your hands to your shins, inhale, lift halfway up. Lengthen your upper body. Exhale, release down into your fold. Inhale, sweep your arms out and up as you lift your upper body, come up to standing, bring your hands together overhead, and then exhale down the midline to your heart. Now drop your hands again, inhale, sweep your arms out and up. Exhale, soft knees, hinge and fold. Bring your hands to your shins, lift halfway up. Now on your exhale, reach for the floor and step your right foot back to land in a lunge. Toes curled under, heel reaching up onto your fingertips. Again, we're gonna pause here for a moment. Each inhale, lifting the heart, lengthening, reaching back through your tailbone. Exhale, sink into the hips. Take another breath. Now breathe in, flatten your hands, and as you exhale, step your left foot back to meet the right in downward facing dog. Again, pausing. Press down through your knuckles. Keep your knees soft. Reach your tailbone up and back. Feel your side body getting a little longer. Take another breath in. And as you exhale, release your knees down. Shift your shoulders forward over your hands and spin your elbow creases forward. Take a breath in here. And exhale, lower your chin and chest. Keep your hips tipping up, coming into caterpillar pose. And then inhale, bring your heart through your arms, lower your hip points to the floor, point your toes back, coming into cobra. Exhale, simply release your chin or forehead down onto the floor. Inhale, peel your heart up. Roll your shoulders back. Exhale, release down. One more time, inhale, pressing the hip points in. Lift through your heart. Exhale, release down. Now press your hands into the floor, coming up onto your knees, curl your toes under, and then lift your knees to come back into downward facing dog. Pause for a moment in down dog. Adjust the position of your feet if you need to. Nice and long through your sides. Now as you take your next breath in, lift your right leg up and back behind you in a standing split position. As you exhale, step your right foot forward between your hands to land in your lunge. Help your foot forward if necessary so that your heel is right underneath your knee. Reach back into your left heel. Come up onto your fingertips. Inhale, the heart lifts. Exhale, the hips sink down into the space behind the right heel. A couple more breaths here, warming that up. Another breath in. And as you exhale, rock your left foot forward next to the right to come back into a fold at the top of your mat. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lengthen halfway up. Exhale, release down again into your fold. Give your head a nod or a shake if your neck is tight. Press your feet into the floor. Inhale, come all the way up. Sweep your arms out and up. Bring your hands together at the top. And as you exhale, bring your hands down past your forehead and down to your heart. Now inhale, sweep your arms down, out and up. Exhale, soften your knees, hinge and fold. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, touch the floor. Step your left foot back into a lunge. Inhale, lift your heart as your hips sink. Exhale, step back into downward facing dog. Inhale and down dog. Lower your knees. Bring your shoulders over your wrists. Exhale, lower your chest and chin. Caterpillar, inhale, bring your heart through for cobra. Hip points down, turn your toes back. And then curling your toes up under again. Exhale and move back into downward facing dog. Pause in down dog for a couple of breaths. Now as you take your next breath in, lift your left leg up and back, standing split. Exhale, step your foot forward between your hands. Inhale, lift your heart coming onto your fingertips. Exhale, step your right foot forward between your hands. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, hinge and fold. Inhale. Press your feet into the floor. Rise up to standing. Sweep your arms out and up. And when your palms meet overhead, exhale down the midline to your heart. And pause and check in. Notice the energy you've just woken up in your body with those sun salutations. We're going to work now in a straddle. So if you prefer, you can turn and face the long side of your mat so that you're able to step your feet apart and stay on your mat. And then stand with your feet apart. Wider than your shoulders, you can go a little wider than that as well if you want to challenge things a bit. Drop into the outside edges of your feet, lift your arches. Drop your tailbone, reach through your crown. And now bring your hands together at your heart again. Take a moment to gaze at the tips of your fingers and remember your intention. As you take your next breath in, keep your hands pressing together and reach back up the midline. And as you exhale, lower your arms out to shoulder height. Lift your right toes and spin them out to the side. Reach to the right so that your fingers go out over your toes, bump your hips to the left. And bring your right hand down to your right leg, send your left arm to the sky, arriving in Trikonasana, triangle pose. You can turn and look up at your thumb. Be gentle with your neck. Now as you take your next breath in, lift your upper body, keeping your arms extended out at shoulder height. Now drop your left hand down onto your left leg and sweep your right arm to your right ear with your palm facing in towards your head. Press down into your right foot and from the top of that foot, reach up and over with your right arm as if you were trying to touch the wall behind you. Heart lifts, shoulder blades drop. Take a moment to breathe into that. Now soften your right knee, and without changing anything else, bend your right knee until your knee is stacked over your heel. Pause there for a moment, heart still lifted. On your next inhale, float your arms to shoulder height, coming into Warrior Two, Virabhadrasana Two. Look out over your right fingers. Now exhale, bend your right elbow, drop your forearm onto your right thigh, send your left arm up, reaching up. Again, you might look up at your left thumb. Now circle your left arm forward. Sweep it down towards your right foot and then back towards your left foot and let that lift you up so you come back into Warrior Two. Drop your left hand down onto your left thigh. Sweep your right arm back up to your right ear, turning your palm in. Lift your heart. Now press down into your right foot and straighten your right leg, coming back into the reverse triangle position, reaching up and over, really opening that side. On your next breath in, lift your upper body, send your arms back out to shoulder height, and spin your right toes back toward the long side of your mat so your feet are parallel again. Lower your arms down and bring your hands together, coming back to your heart. Pause there for a moment. Check in with your intention. Now, as you take your next breath in, bring your hands back up the midline, overhead, float your arms out to shoulder height, lift your left toes and pivot on your heel to turn your foot out to the left side. Slide your left hand out over your left toes and bump your right hip to the right. And then bring your left hand down onto your left leg. Send your right arm to the sky. Press evenly through both feet. Lengthen your spine. Open your heart. Turn and look up at your right thumb if that's appropriate for you. Take another breath here. On your next inhale, lift up. Drop your right hand down to your thigh. Spin your left palm up and reach your arm up to your left ear. Press your left foot down and forward and reach up and over with your left arm. Imagine trying to reach over your head to touch the wall behind you. Heart lifts up and through. Drop your shoulder blades. And now soften your left knee and bend your knee until it stacks over your left heel. Feel it, you don't need to look. Keep lifting out of your left hip to get that extension up through the left side, up through the left fingertips. On your next inhale, bring your arms to shoulder height, arriving in warrior two. Keep your left knee moving towards your pinky toe. So the hips are beginning to open, collarbones are broad, arms following the same line as the heels. Take another inhale, and as you exhale, bend your left elbow, bring your forearm onto your thigh, extend your right arm up, heart open, looking up towards your right thumb. Couple breaths here in side angle. And now float your right arm forward towards your left foot, sweep back towards your right foot, and let that pull your upper body up to land in warrior two, both arms shoulder height. Release your right hand onto your right thigh, spin your left palm up, and bring your left arm to your left ear. Coming into proud warrior again, heart lifting, shoulders dropping. It's in these heart-opening warrior poses that we find the strength, the courage to let what's in the heart, that truth, be spoken. Now press down into your left foot. Straighten your left leg so that you're reaching up and over a little bit further. Feel into the line all the way up the left side. Now bring your arms back to shoulder height. Lift your left toes, pivot them toward the long side, making the feet parallel once again. Press down into the outside edges of your feet. Reach through your crown. Extend long through your collarbones and out through your fingertips. spin both heels in halfway so that your toes are pointing out into a V. Bend your knees out over your toes. Keep your upper body nice and tall. Sink your hips down. Press into your pinky toes. And bend your elbows. Palms forward. Elbows about shoulder height. Coming into goddess or temple pose. You're pressing your knees open towards your pinky toes. Drop your tailbone. As you take your next breath in, press back up, arms back to shoulder height, legs straight, spin your heels back out so your feet are again parallel. Soften your knees, and as you exhale, hinge and fold forward. Drop your hands to the floor underneath your shoulders. Pause here, inhale in that half lift position, reaching your tailbone up and back and your heart forward. Look out ahead of you slightly. And then exhaling, bend your knees just a bit, tip your tailbone up to the sky and let your upper body drop so that your head hangs. Your hands might be resting on the floor, your arms can hang loose. You might even bend your elbows, grab a hold of opposite elbows and let your head hang in the frame of your arms. Does it feel good to swing or sway here? What does your body desire? If you're holding your elbows, drop your hands. Heel-toe your feet in towards each other, keeping your hands down, knees bent as much as they need to be. And when your feet come in about hip-width apart, place your palms down and step one knee back at a time to land on your hands and knees. Walk your hands towards your knees, drop your hips over to one side of your feet, and swing around into a seated position so that your knees are bent, your feet are on the floor. Roll yourself down onto your back and draw your knees into your chest. Hug your knees, rock a bit from side to side. Check in with your body. Notice how things feel. And keep your knees over your chest. Open your arms out to the side so that you're making a letter T shape with your upper body. And as you take your next exhale, bring your knees towards your right elbow. Keep your left shoulder down as close as you can to the mat as your hip comes up off of the floor. Turn your head to the left, looking away from your knees. Breathe deeply. On your next breath in, bring your knees back up over your chest. And as you exhale, drop your knees towards your left elbow. Relax your right shoulder down as your right hip comes up and rolls over the left hip. Look to the right. Connect with your breath. On your next inhale, bring your knees back up over your chest. Wrap your arms around your knees, give them one more hug. And then release your feet down, extend your legs out, make yourself comfortable for final relaxation. And as you close your eyes, bring to mind your intention. Relax your breath. And I will leave you here with the hope and the wish that you will find your voice. Honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.